We're going to do an exercise that I've been thinking of as the boundary invasion detection practice, which is a close relative of practices that we've used for empathic regulation or emotional contagion, like the empathic differentiation exercise that I did on a blog a couple of days ago. And as a prelude to that, we'll begin with an embodied check-in. So taking a moment to get comfortable, you can do this seated. And if you're sitting, consider putting blankets or a bolster underneath your sitting bones and bum so that you can have a strong ground, I think is really important for boundaries. If you're on your back, making sure that you're comfortable. And if you're standing, ensuring that your feet are feeling supported. And just taking a moment to breathe through your nose. You can rest your hands on your body if that feels comfortable to you. And then taking a moment to engage in inquiry that can be kind of playful. So we don't have to find right answers or good answers. But just taking a moment to inquire, am I in my body in this moment? Does it feel like I'm in my body? And what is my level of physical energy right now? Could be high, it could be medium. It could be low or somewhere in between. And then what is the state of my nervous system? Sometimes with boundary issues, there's a kind of jangling, unsettled, ungrounded, buzzing kind of sensation. Or there could be calm, or even active calm. There can also be a sense of freeze, even functional freeze. And then, do my muscles and connective tissue feel sore or dehydrated, tight or fluffy and loose and hydrated? And in boundary issues, there can often be a strong mental narrative that's associated with a boundary transgression. So noticing if there's any mental narrative, or if thoughts are coming fast, or if you might be rehearsing a boundary that you need to set, but kind of incessantly rehearsing that. And then noticing the depth and rate of your breath. Often it's hard to access what's happening in the nervous system. And if that's the case, if you're not sensing how that's wired today, you might notice it through your breath, that breath can be tight in the chest or only in the upper chest, not happening in the belly, or very rapid and shallow, or it can be deep and slow. And then noticing also your emotional tone. Is there anger happening? Or is that anger perhaps turned inward toward the self? There could be sadness. There could be fear that was mentioned earlier in our time together, or anxiety. So really noting what's happening emotionally. Sometimes there's a deep sense of shame around boundary violation, as though it's our own fault for either feeling that violation or for not being able to set a boundary. And then noticing your abdomen. Is there tension or tightness in the upper abdomen? Often the upper abdomen, just under the ribs, can be a place where people that are highly empathic try to set boundaries, and they're doing that through the body in a way that can create tension, acidity in the abdomen, or even digestive issues. And then noting any other sensations that are registering in your body. There could be warmth or fullness in the abdomen or the bladder or the rectum. And those are interoceptive sensations, the awareness we have of what's happening in our bodies. And then as we move into the next part of our boundary check-in, we'll be exploring some of the embodied correlates of boundary issues. And you can also notice as you do this, there might be a change in your normal check-in. But returning to interoception, we talked about it as the ability to receive sensations that are coming from our bodies. But it's not simply receiving, but also understanding or appraising those sensations. Are we putting a value on them? Are we able to interpret what they mean? For example, often the anxiety we feel around boundaries, we can interpret as a sign that there's something wrong with us or our heart is racing. And then the capacity to respond to and be able to regulate, not overrule, but regulate our own sensations. And sometimes these can go awry a little bit when there's a boundary issue happening. And then also noting your sense of grounding. Do you feel rooted and grounded, not just in your body, but to the earth, with the natural world? And then noting the quality of your self-to-body relationship. What's the tone with which you're approaching your innerness? There can be a way in which at the times we struggle the most with boundaries, we can be the hardest on our internal states, the most judgmental, or toward any other aspect of our bodies. So noting that self to body relationship, and that will become important as we talk about the quality of body trust in relation to setting boundaries. And then noting your sense of agency in your body in this moment. Do you have a sense of the ability to initiate actions in line with your intentions? Or to agitate in order to draw important lines for self-care and limits on others? And And then does it feel as though you belong to your body and your body belongs to you? Does it feel as though your body is your own in this moment? And then what is your sense of taking up space? Your capacity to really move about in space, but also to deserve to take up space around you. Sometimes in boundary issues, we end up feeling small or making ourselves shrink or be small. So noting that that is really related, it's not just a psychological phenomenon, it's directly related to our bodies. And then finally, what is the quality of your self to others relationship in this moment? How are you relating to the people in your community and beyond it, to our larger social body? And in making this inquiry, noting that whatever you discover, whatever you encounter, really having permission to let go of judgment or the idea that feeling one way is better than feeling another way, but becoming really curious in the laboratory of your own direct experience about these aspects of embodiment as they relate to inner cohesiveness, we could say, or to boundaries. And then we'll begin to emerge and to take a post-boundary check-in. So noting if anything has changed since we began, I think that's the simplest way to inquire. But you could also note the degree of presence you have in your body in this moment, your level of physical energy, and then checking in with your nervous system, with what's happening in your abdomen. With your connective tissue. And also with your sense of ground. And when this post boundary check-in feels complete, you can slowly begin to emerge. And taking a moment to note how you feel now compared to before, or what the practices revealed to you. And you can jot that down before you get up and go about the rest of your day so that you have a thread of connection between the state of your ground and points in your day when you feel the need to reground, or when grounding and connecting with your innerness can be helpful. And I say this a lot, but the practice laboratory of your own direct experience is one of the key areas for strengthening both the solidity and the flexibility of boundaries.